Hello, 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 my kings and queens. Happy New Year to all of my beautiful and all of my amazing listeners. Welcome to 2019. How is everybody doing? I know it's been a minute. I took a good 2 weeks off. You know, we had Christmas and we had the New Year celebration, and I am back and rejuvenated and refreshed, and I am inspired. I am happy and just so excited about what I have to speak to you guys about. I truly pray that you had an awesome Christmas holiday, an amazing New Year celebration, and that the beginning of 2019 has been nothing less than amazing to you and for your loved ones. And I'm going to get right into this message, and I just want to thank you in advance for tuning in. New listeners, welcome. Again, Happy New Year, you guys. This is going to be a year of miracles, and I just feel it. I speak it, and I am putting it into the atmosphere for myself and for everybody else. That is why I titled this podcast Spiritual Cleanse for 2019. Spiritual Cleanse for 2019. So, how many of you are kicking off this new year into high gear? Like, you're in grind mode with all of your amazing goals, all of these resolutions for the new year. I know many of us have resolutions that are for weight loss. You know, a lot of people want to lose weight around the new year, or just to get healthier and to get back in the gym and to get on a regular schedule as far as their health. A resolution could be you want to do more for yourself this year. Perhaps you want to travel outside of the country, write your own book this year. Maybe you want to find your spouse, find your significant other, find your bae this year, okay? You may want to get engaged. Hey, love is a beautiful thing. So this year, like I said, is going to be a year of miracles. And perhaps one of your resolutions is you want this to be your best year in your business. You want that money, money, money. And there is nothing wrong with that. That is one of my miracles that I'm claiming for 2019. But when we think about all of this, when we get amped up and excited for the new year and we get in grind mode and we're constantly going, it's awesome, right? But just hear me out on this. Have you taken any time for your temple, for your body, and as I get more into depth, have you taken any time to renew your spirit and to hear from God to see if what He wants for you is in alignment with all of the goals and plans that you've made for yourself? It's very, very important because we want what's best for us, right? God wants so much more for us. He loves us so much, and what we think is our best, you know, when we set these goals, honestly, it's nothing compared to what God wants for us. So that's why I want to talk about a spiritual cleanse for 2019. I'm here to simply encourage you. It's still very early in January, and 2019, you know, literally just began. So this isn't something that's normally discussed, what I'm about to talk about, but it's in my spirit, you guys. So God really wants me to talk about this, and I'm talking about fasting. Fasting spiritually, not to lose weight or for any other health benefit, but for your spirit, to empty yourself and to allow God to fill you up with what He has for you this year. And just think about that. Fasting is the abstinence from regular meals for a period of time. This allows you just to have discipline over those appetites that we get, over those cravings, and it brings the body under subjection to spiritual desires. Fasting allows us to hear from God and receive God's power for ministry, it allows us to have one-on-one time with God. We can hear His voice so much more and so much more in depth because we're focusing solely on Him and we're sacrificing something. And in replacement of that time, let's say you sacrifice a meal, you sacrifice breakfast. Instead of eating breakfast, you solely spend your time with God. Maybe you sacrifice breakfast and lunch. You spend more time with God during those times when you would be eating. I just love how it allows us to focus solely on Him. Now, again, I am just giving a little bit of encouragement as we start off this amazing year of abundance in 2019. If you or someone you know needs clarity, if you need healing, if you're tired of being in pain, if there's something that's been bothering you and lingering, you are healed. By His stripes, we all are healed. However, it could be that little bit of time, that extra time you spend with God for Him to release you from that pain 100%. Do you need a financial breakthrough? How many of y'all listening need a financial breakthrough? Because I'm going to raise my hand right now. My financial breakthroughs and miracles financially are always a blessing. And you just hear from God. So if you need clarity, if you need healing, financial breakthrough, if you just need to hear from God about something pressing, maybe you've had family issues, and that's real. So many of us have our different issues, whether it's communication with family, whether it's an issue with a loved one, who knows what it is. But when I say family issues, I know something comes to your mind, and you could be having relationship issues. And I am here to encourage you, give it to God. Give it to God and sacrifice with some sort of fast that works for you. Now, of course, the type of fast that works for you, that's between you and God. That's something that you pray on and you decide, but then you just hear from God and see if He's in agreement with that. You know, it doesn't have to be a hardcore fast. Whatever it is, at whatever level you're at, it's a sacrifice. And God takes that very seriously. And as I've been studying, I want to share this with you guys. Fasting, honestly, should be a natural part of life to a believer. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, Jesus said, "When you pray." And in Matthew 6, 16, it says, "When you fast." Now, I'm just speaking, you know, just a little snippet from both of those. When you pray and when you fast. So those verses are implying that as believers, we should fast and pray. So just like prayer is not an option for those of us that believe in God, fasting is not an option. And there are so many benefits of fasting. Fasting invokes miracles, you guys. Fasting answers prayers in so many of our lives. It changes us. It truly changes us from the inside out. It increases our spiritual capacity. It helps us to break habits, to break from different bondage that we could be in. And honestly, what I love about it is that it quiets the heart so that we can truly hear God's voice. And as you're on your grind, in grind mode, like I spoke about earlier, doing your thing for 2019, checking off things on your goal list or to-do list, and just living your best life, how about you just try it? Live your best life the way that God wants you to, and what find out what it is He has lined up for you. And you definitely will hear from Him, and He will guide you and lead you on the path that He has for you to greatness this year. So a fast can just uncover so much. And there are so many different types of fasts. For those of you that maybe aren't sure on the types of fasts, there is a total fast where you refrain from all food and you just drink water and herbal teas. You can set the days that you want to fast for. It could be 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, 21 days. You know, Jesus did fast for 40 days and 40 nights. So what I just want to talk about is, again, when you pray and you make that decision, it's between you and God. And God will speak to you and let you know what you will be led to do. Another type of fast is a daily fast. So you're fasting from sunrise to sunset. During that time frame, you're not eating. You're just drinking, drinking water, herbal teas, just drinking liquids. There's the Daniel fast. I really like the Daniel fast because it's structured. And if you work a job where you're doing a lot of physical activity and you need nutrients, you need energy from food, the Daniel fast may be the way to go for you because you're still fasting, but you're giving your body what it needs to burn off. If you have a job where you're constantly doing a lot of physical activities, the Daniel fast consists of no sweets, no meats, unleavened bread. So pretty much what you're eating are fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, and foods of that nature. And the other thing I just wanted to share, fasting can honestly be tweaked and just set in so many different areas. So if you, let's say, have health concerns or a medical reason as to where you can't skip a meal, you can't refrain from, not eating, there are several other things that you can sacrifice just to spend more time with God and to hear His voice and to receive the blessings that He has for you. You can fast from social media. You can fast from entertainment. Just consider giving up something that might be preventing you from experiencing spiritual growth. And of course, as you go about your journey, if this is something that you're inspired to do after listening to this podcast and God places it on your heart, of course, consult with your doctor if you're thinking about doing something serious like refraining from food for a long period of time. Just make sure that, you're doing something that's in alignment with where your health is. So I just felt so encouraged and I said, am I going to talk about this? And I'm like, yes, Fern, talk about it. God placed it on my heart. God placed it in my spirit. And when I think about, I ask so many people, what are your new resolutions for the new year? They say, oh, I really want to do more for myself. This is doing something for you and only you, because it's an intimate time you're spending with God. You and God and nobody else. So everything and everyone that you're connected to is affected by this because it all starts with you. I honestly couldn't think of a better time to get started and to venture out on a spiritual fast and to get a spiritual cleanse to begin this year the right way, because we were blessed to make it into this amazing year of 2019. We've made it, we've been blessed, and this is the beginning. So these are just my words of encouragement today, for you today, for all of you that are listening. And if you're looking for that missing link, I honestly feel like it comes from within. It comes with prayer and fasting and focusing on God. Once you do that, if you feel like something's just missing, or you're almost to your goal but you need that extra boost, that missing link is with prayer, fasting, and focusing. And all of your desires, everything in your heart for 2019 will fall into place effortlessly. I know that it will, because God is so powerful and He's so awesome. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. And I was doing some studying and I came across this verse. A lot of you may have heard it, but I just want to share some insight with you guys before I close out this podcast. So I'm reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. So just hear this for a moment. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I just want to let that sink in with you for a moment. And what I get from that is that God wants us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices, daily laying aside our own desires to follow Him, putting all of our energy and resources at His disposal and trusting Him to guide us. And we do this out of gratitude that our sins have been forgiven, right? He wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey Him, because He wants only what's best for us. And because He gave His Son to make our new life possible, we should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifice for His service. So I want to thank you all for tuning in as always. Welcome again to 2019, the year of miracles. And at my church, this is the year of power, prayer, and miracles. So I'm claiming it for all of us. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that this has touched you in some type of way to just give you a little more inspiration than what you had before you tuned in. I love to inspire, to motivate, and just to encourage you, my listeners, because that's what it's all about. So as you go about your day today, just keep in mind that God loves you and all of your blessings are coming in abundance. Have an awesome day, and I will talk to you guys soon. Please, please, please share this podcast with a loved one or with someone that comes to your mind so that we can keep this positivity going. As always, I will see you guys at the top because the bottom is way too full. Have a blessed one, and I'll talk to you guys soon.